In fact, much has occurred since our last meeting. You see, you are dreaming, yes? Each of you are dreaming and expanding your vision, your holy vision of truth. You see, you are ready for an upgrade, each of you, in your abilities to witness truth in each moment. So, for the most part, we see the linear world, the linear reality, soon taking a back step, soon taking a back place to your true reality. Because as you claim your grand self, your true self, your marvelous self, your expanded self, what you will find is this emergence of consciousness will be more and more prevalent, more and more available to each of you. Now, the reason our good channeler, a fine channeler, was witnessing the ability to rise to the occasion to simply sit down and channel without grooming the particular 30 to 40 minute meditation is because she is grooming herself to be one with her higher awareness, with her higher consciousness. And due to her due diligence in this regard, she was very close to the channeling vibration that is required. Now, again, we share this as a holy example because we are teaching each of you. We are showing each of you how to import this new consciousness. And how do you do it? As you expect it, as you receive it, as you plan on it, in fact, you will arrive. You will arrive by divine appointment. Because in truth, you are not searching for something quite foreign from you, you see? You are searching for your heart, and how far away is your heart? You understand you have the physical heart vessel, and you have the spiritual heart, which is a bit of an overlay of the physicality. And so this is really, in truth, what you are searching for. Now, you may envision this as going higher, as the channeler often does. She feels a bit grander, a bit more in the length, more in the height. But in truth, what she is doing is simply traveling interdimensionally. She is going within and learning how to party. Now, we bring this to your holy attention because this is what we expect for each of you. You see, you have called this meeting to order. You have said yes, despite the goodies, despite the overlay of the normal hours. We will wait because we are ready to receive. We are expecting to receive. And what is it that you are receiving? But your true self, you see? More and more so, you're waking up to your expansiveness. You're waking up to your higher consciousness and the awareness that you can create from these higher realms. Now, what is this all about? What does this do for you? What it does is it lays the burdens of the past to rest. You see, you can overcome challenges of the past, problems even of a nuisance type in the present, or even the future reality as you understand this to be. You can heal these, overcome these, create divine solutions for these in a heartbeat, yes? So we challenge you, we promote you, we request you to begin to seek the answers within the heart, because as you continue to plan just from a logical standpoint, you will begin to bring in some of the debris, yes? Because logic is from past experience, and what past experience has been repeat after repeat after repeat, yes? There is conflict, there is war, there is peacetime, and then there is conflict, and then there is war. There is disease, there are cures, and then there is disease, and the cure, and then more disease. You see, it's an ongoing nuisance pattern that has the full liberation potentiality as you bring in the higher consciousness. You see, the logical solutions will no longer do. They will do temporarily. You may feel that job well done. You can go to sleep at night, but when you wake up in the morning, well, there's another nuisance, you see. It is just more of the merry-go-round. what we are encouraging you to do, what we are asking you to do, what your grand ancestors of your holy consciousness are reminding you to do is to step up into a new way of being, into a new galaxy, into a new programming. And it requires some adjustment. It requires laying down the fears. It requires laying down your logical approach. You see, you have learned grand things, wonderful things, and old-fashioned things from the generations past. You see, you went through their educational system, did you not? Whether it was the formal schooling with the textbook and the pencil, or it was the education of the masses, you were taught right from wrong. You were taught how things operate. Now, in some respects, this is quite purposeful and holy. If you want to operate a vehicle, then you want to learn how to apply the brake, the gas pedal, and so forth. But if you want to learn how to operate higher consciousness, well, please do not listen to the grandfathers or mothers if they are working from lower awareness, and not from a judgmental perspective, of course, but simply from the awareness that, you cannot learn something new from the old level. It is simple as that. And so what you are always searching for is a new way, a new approach. And that should be on the tip of your tongue. That should be pasted on the refrigerator or what have you. To always think new, to always think higher, to always think more expansively. Because as you approach all of your troubles, your woes, your misgivings from your higher altitude, what you do is create the miracles, you see? Now, you may look around, you may look to the right and to the left, and you don't see the miracle at all, and you say, what gives? I only have two solutions. I either do A or I do B. And I don't see how suddenly going higher is going to create anything except waste of time. I have a decision to make. It must be made. Now, what we are saying, dear ones, is as you approach your situation from the heart chakra, from the heart, what you will do is you will manifest a solution that does not appear previously. Do you understand? In other words, from the lower consciousness, you are quite correct. You either have to pick A or you have to pick P, because honestly, those are the only solutions available. What you don't understand and what you don't realize and what you are asked to remember and open up to and self-actualize is the awareness is as you tune to the heart, as you tune to the master consciousness within, you will see that there is a third choice or even a fourth choice, or if you feel like it, a fifth choice, because it will suddenly appear, it will suddenly manifest. You will bring things up to a higher plane of reality, and you will either recognize a probability, a possibility that did not exist prior, or you will simply manifest it. How will you do this? You will manifest it out of thin air. And how would you do that? Well, you are manifesting everything out of thin air anyway, if you were aware of it or not, because you are the creator. You see, there is no one outside of you creating, and there is no one outside of you that is going to save you. It is all from within. And there is no master consciousness outside of you either. Now, we hope nobody drops off their chair. We hope no one leaves the party. But if they do, they will return, because eventually you will have to understand the truth. And the truth is the master lives within. Now, It is time, dear boys and girls, to understand this divine principle and begin action, to begin the action step. An action step means to finish reading the books. You see, you have a timetable. You can continue reading. You can read out of interest. The channeler does this quite mightily. She has many books simultaneously that she is reading because she wants to absorb it all. She wants to understand it all. And what she is really seeking is the vibration of it all, because she attunes to the frequency. In truth, the words are meaningless. It's simply the vibration of the master consciousness that she wants to intake, she wants to imbibe. And that is the trick, that is the key, to understand that any reading, any talk, any seminar, any channeling event, whatever it may be, is simply helping you to attune to the master vibration within. You see, you are not importing information from the galaxies, from the ETs, from the ascended masters, as you may suspect. What you are doing is waking up the information that is within. You see, the galaxy is within. The masters are within. The Holy Grail is within. And your ascended self, it's within. It is waiting. It is here. It has arrived. So this idea, this notion that one day I will ascend, one day I will wake up to my true master self, one day all this will occur, In truth, it is already here. Do you see? This is what we mean when we talk about the time sequence. In truth, time is a construct of the ego consciousness. But as you afford yourself the ability for liftoff, as you afford yourself the grand experience of trying us out, to try yourself out, you see, as you are willing to try yourself out somewhere, as you are willing to test the waters, as you are willing to climb higher, as you are willing to try life from a heart-centered basis, from a heart-centered union with your divine self, what you will find, dear ones, is you will wake up to what is already there. You will wake up to what is whispering in your ear. You will wake up to the vibrations you bring through quite regularly on the Wednesday and the Sunday, you see. You know how to bring these through. You expect them. You sit and you arrive. And you open up to receive. What we are asking you to do, what we are challenging you to do, what we are playing with you and hope you will take, our hint is to wake up to this reservoir of information, this reservoir of love, this reservoir of healing abilities 24/7. You see, you need not put us away. You need not put us ajar up on the shelf. Well, we'll take you out when we have a private moment so you and I can chat, just you and I, you see. We will wait till the children are asleep. We will wait till our favorite programming is done. We will wait till the garbage is done, the dishes are attended to. We have made the calls to the children to see how they are, you see. This is all fantasy, and this is simply a waste of time as you understand it, because you are importing your higher self today. It is true. It is here and it is available today, and we ask you to climb higher. We ask you to take us with you. We ask you to try your luck. You see, when you have the difficulties, the problems, and you're looking for a solution, and you are not particularly thrilled with either choice, we ask you to go a bit higher, to pretend that you have all the time in the world, even if you only have a few hours to make a decision. But just pretend for a moment, and we ask you to seek higher communion. We ask you to arise to your power. We ask you to seek love, because love will create solutions that do not exist previously. You see, love will always have the answer, and this is what is meant. This is what this holy song is all about. All you need is love, you see, and people will dispute this. They will say, well, we need our pocketbooks. We need money. We need education. We need much more than love, you understand? But love is the master teacher. Love is the master energy, and love will guide you to all divine solutions. Love will help you to create the rabbit out of the hat, you see? Love will do that. Because love knows how to manifest very quickly when it is believed in, when it is sought, when it is admired. And that is what is happening. There is a quiet revolution taking place. You see, this understanding that you are the human consciousness only and not the divine consciousness. Well, it is going to begin to have a run for its money. It is going to begin to dissolve, and love will be the supreme healer. Love will be the supreme ruler. Because out of this coalesced energy, you will find the divine solutions. You will find them apparently for your holy selves first. And this is why we are programming you for success. In other words, you will create peace, world peace. You will create divine solutions for your holy selves as you arrive at your own higher consciousness, as you arrive at your own higher mastery. And how are you going to create this for your beautiful, wonderful selves? If you have not had a gander, if you have not had a try, if you have not been willing to begin to search your hearts now, you see, you do not need to wait. Excuse me. You do not need to wait any longer. You do not need to wait until you have a few more channeling groups under your belt. This is silly. This is nonsense. This is prolonging the inevitable. So we ask you to step up. We ask you to step up in a grand way. We ask you to step up in a powerful way and a long-lasting way, because as you step out, as you trust, as you expand, as you open up to the vibration of love, in fact, love will provide the healings. Love will provide the divine solutions. And love will truly represent the master. The master within you, yes? So we afford you all the right, the holy right, to develop your mastery here and now, to not wait a moment, to not wait a day, to not seek anymore. In other words, let us find our mastery union, yes? Let us reunion together. Let us reunion as the partners in crime we really are. We jest, we kid, we clown around, but we are trying to get your attention. We are trying to bring levity to a very important global solution, and solution is love. So we invite you to relax and to receive the energetic resonance of love, to open up and to expand to your abundance. You see, you do not need to simply take a small amount, a quarter, a penny. These small amounts or quantities, there is ample love for all, and this is what we are breaking. We are breaking down the constructs. We are breaking down the fears, the beliefs in the limitation, the belief in scarcity. You see it. You see it all over your globe. It has arrived from the power of the ego consciousness. It has arrived from the belief that somehow you were separated from your divinity, from your mastery, and this is nonsense, this is hogwash, this is silly. And this is what you were learning, this is what you were teaching yourselves as wonderful masters. So we invite you to receive liberally. We invite you to check in, to tune in, to see how you're doing at this time in terms of your receivership. Are you open and ready to receive a bucket load? Are you open to receiving a handful? Are you willing to extend that to include both hands? Are you willing to stretch out both hands, both arms, and receive fully? What if your hand knocks a neighbor? Well, they don't mind because their hand will be stretched as well. Maybe if your hand knocks a neighbor, you can simply just give them a holy hug. Hugs are very nice. They are very joyful. They are very friendly, are they not? So we ask you to be liberal with your point of reference. In other words, to receive on a liberal basis, to imagine yourself fully extended, arms fully wide open, to imagine your auric field going in all dimensions of time. You see, expanding to your right, expanding to your left, expanding up, expanding down, expanding in front of you and expanding behind you. Do you see how much grander you feel? Do you see how much wider you feel? Now, we do not mean heaviness. We do not mean you need to go get the next size slacks or anything of this nature. We mean that you are expanding in your divinity, because the challenge is to understand that you are all of it. And if you cannot understand that you are as big as your auric field, well, it's going to be hard to stretch that a bit and to expand your awareness that you are all of it, because you truly are all of life. And you will learn this. You will learn this in a grand way, in a powerful way, and you will have a holy chuckle. But until that time, we're asking you to step up your receivership. We're asking you to receive in a grand way, to receive in a marvelous way, to receive in a bountiful way. So let us proceed. We feel a bit more expanded in a holy consciousness. And remember, this is a group consciousness. You are receiving on an individual basis as you claim that for yourself. And you are also receiving on a group basis. So remember the power of the group. Remember the exponential power of group. That is why prayer works, because it is not prayer plus prayer plus prayer. It is prayer times prayer times prayer times prayer. And exponentially, it is quite powerful. And that is what you are doing. You are tuning into your group cohesiveness. You are tuning into your power by numbers. And your numbers are growing. So imagine you, to your delight, as you continue to receive, you are expanding the amount you are willing to receive. You are expanding it in a group coalesced way. And now you are tapping into the group energy from last week's group. You are tapping into the group's energy from next week's group. You are tapping into all the groups around the globe having these meetings today, having these meetings yesterday, having them tomorrow. You are tapping into the energy from last year. You are tapping into the group consciousness from next year. You are tapping into the group consciousness from this summer. You are tapping into the group that will be done tomorrow evening online. Do you see? As you open up to the weight of the masses, there is a spiritual evolution occurring, you understand, and you have the right, you have the holy right to tap into the energy of this, because this is not just your energy. There is power by numbers, and this is the energy of the masses. And as you understand that you are saying yes to all of you, because in fact you are the numbers, you are the entire globe, you are mass consciousness, yes? So as you allow yourself to receive this, as you allow your broadcast to be greater, as you allow it to be more full, as you allow it to be brighter, in fact, it will be. You will be carrying a more powerful punch. You will be carrying more energy. You will be able to create on a more masterful basis. And that's what this is all about, yes? It is about claiming your mastery. So let us proceed. Let us continue to proceed. Because, of course, we have slipped the activation in. We are slipping it in continuously. We are slipping it in marvelously, because you deserve it, because it is time, because you are ready, because you have said yes. So let us continue. Let us continue to provide the activation of the receiving, of you understanding how much you can receive, of you understanding how easy it is to receive, and you understanding how ready you are. So let us take a moment's pause as we seal this activation for you. And again, we continue to request you being open to the understanding and the concept of receiving, receiving as the master would receive. And so it is.